Mr. President, Mr. Frank Fitzsimmons, returning your call.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello?
Hello, hold on for Mr. Fitzsimmons, please. Hello?
Hello, Frank?
Yeah, Mr. President.
I just wanted to thank you for your very stalwart support yesterday in working out that little problem we had over there with, on this wage thing. And I think without you, we couldn't have made it. And we want to work with you, and we hope that that we can have some good cooperation. But I just didn't want you to. I understand you've already left town, but I wanted to call you, and I got you in Chicago, didn't I?
Yes, we're here at our Central Conference of Teamsters.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I just made the report to them and
good.
Told them what was necessary and the reason why my
right.
persistence in it.
Right.
But I was very, very happy to do
yeah.
it, Mr. President.
Well, you noticed, I'm sure, that I initialed the understanding. I think there was basically a misunderstanding, Frank, in the thing. It's what I intended all along. But, you know, by the time the press begins to brief and all that, then one guy will say something that he wasn't quite supposed to say, and then there'll be a misunderstanding. But it takes fellows like you to sort of keep them from rocking the boat too much.
Well, you know, I laughed yesterday whenever we was over to the meeting, you know.
Yeah.
The sanctimonious group was in the meeting, we was in there with
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just took one position. As far as I'm concerned, I understood. I know what was meant. And I know that as far as you were concerned, you have the power to make the committee and you had the power to destroy the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one responsibility we had. We was going to cooperate to take a look at the goals and try to adjust ourselves to achieving that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, you know, I'll be damned, I don't know about you people, how you think. But I've learned from long experience, it's better to fight from within than fight from without.
Exactly.
So,
good point.
I was very happy, and rest assured that...
We're going to try to do our best to get along, and I know this is tough. It's awful tough. Gee whiz, the pressures of your locals and so forth, but it's a good battle, it's a good fight, and it's one where I think if we're all responsible, we can make some headway on it.
I just want to congratulate you, and whenever you... say thanks to me for just a little effort that I make.
Yeah.
I can have the intestinal fortitude that you had and think the position you did yesterday. Rest assured that I'm sure we're heading for a great country, which we deserve.
Incidentally, as I'm sure you know, our Russian trip, which now with the Chinese trip means that just exactly what it says, as I point out to the press, it doesn't mean that we... in any way have changed our philosophy, but it does mean that we're now going to negotiate on some of these things that otherwise might get us involved in some kind of a conflict much worse than Vietnam. And I think your membership would approve that, particularly because, as you well know, I know who I'm dealing with, and they know who they're dealing with, which is good.
That's the big item when you go right to the horse's mouth, you know?
Uh-huh.
And nobody can say, well, what the hell, he misunderstood this or misunderstood that.
Right.
And I think this is just great, and I think this is the way to get to the base of our problem
right.
and get it cleared up. If I may take the privilege, what do you think the outcome is going to be on the Canadian situation of that surcharge?
Frank, I'm not up on it at the moment, but Connolly just got back. I haven't talked to him that soon, but my last report was that was rocking along pretty well. I mean, I can't be held it, but my recollection is that they were going to work out some separate deal on that one.
Well, I told our people,
and fairly soon. What'd you tell your people? Go ahead.
I told our people that I was sure that with the understandings we had with Canada, that we would come up with a solution. It may not just be...
Oh, that you can absolutely sure. I'm telling them that you've talked to me, and that I say that the Secretary of Treasury and I are working on the Canadian thing as a special thing. We don't want to... We can't, of course, give in our bargaining position until we work something out, but we're going to work out the problem with Canada. We're going to work it out.
Well, that's good.
And also the other countries, too. But take, like, the Japanese. They've got to come a little ways before we can work on anything with them. And I think you agree with that.
I was very abruptly informed today that about a statement was made that Japan being our best customer, that wasn't so, that Canada was our best customer.
Actually, the statement basically is that it got out of context, was that Japan is our best overseas customer.
That's the way it should have been.
Japan and Canada's our best customer in the world. That's right. Okay.
Sure.
You tell our Canadians we're all for them.
Okay, Mr. President.
All right. Well,
very kind of you.
Always good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.